SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. arranged flights have brought about 350 Americans and their immediate relatives out of Lebanon this week during escalated fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. That says thousands of Americans still there face airstrikes and diminishing commercial flights. Meanwhile, experts fear the Middle East is bracing for Israeli retaliation against Iran.
Political analyst Bara Sibam tells the AP the Middle East could be on the brink of a regional conflict following an Iranian ballistic missile attack against Israel and deepening incursions by the IDF into Lebanon and loss of life. Sibam says Jerusalem can focus its attacks wherever it wants. However, Sibam cautions, once into a new conflict, he says, you cannot control all of the variables. The whole region could be engulfed in years and years of conflict. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. hiring accelerated in September, exceeding expectations. Bernie Bennett with the report.
The pace of hiring picked up strongly in September, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1%. Signs the U.S. economy had continued momentum in a month the Federal Reserve delivered its first interest rate cuts in 4 years. The Labor Department said Friday that U.S. employers added 254,000 jobs last month. The numbers beat expectations from economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal. They expected payrolls to increase by 150,000 in September and the unemployment rate to hold at 4.2%. Revised figures show employers added 72,000 more jobs in July and August combined than earlier reported. Stock futures ticked higher after the report. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The union representing dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports has reached a deal to suspend the strike until January 15th to provide time to negotiate a new contract. The Dow up 165 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 132. This is SRN News. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Not at Samaritan's Purse. The giant relief group is gearing up for its annual Operation Christmas Child campaign, during which it will gather shoeboxes full of gifts from believers in this country for delivery to poor kids around the world. Right now, Samaritan's Purse is urging people who want to be involved to order free supplies from its website this month so that boxes can be packed and ready for National Collection Week, which takes place in the first part of November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic building boom of gigantic Mormon temples across the U.S. meeting resistance in Las Vegas. Homeowners in a rural foothills neighborhood complain the size and lighting of a temple that won city approval will forever change the environment. The building will be larger than Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, with a golden steeple soaring nearly 200 feet. There's also opposition to construction plans in Texas, Wyoming, and even Utah. This is SRN News. Prosecutors are reviewing new evidence in the Menendez brothers' case.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing new evidence in the case of the Menendez brothers, who were convicted of killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion more than 35 years ago. Attorneys for 53-year-old Eric Menendez and his 56-year-old brother Lyle Menendez have asked a court to vacate their conviction. The brothers were given life sentences for fatally shooting their parents. The new evidence includes a letter written by Eric Menendez that his attorneys say corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. A hearing is scheduled for November 29th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in the Texas Panhandle searching for a man they say wounded a small-town police chief. The Texas Department of Public Safety sent out a blue alert for Seth Altman in the shooting of Memphis Police Chief Rex Plant. Plant is in stable condition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.